So I guess now that you're sleeping, this would be a great time to bring up some things that I can't seem to talk about when you're awake. How you can sleep through all this traffic is beyond me. I can't say that because I because I've slept through shit like this all the time. Get back to point. I think I should start by how I start everything. Any sort of big discussion with you, which is to say that I love you. I love you like a lot. And it's like, it's crazy for me to accept that I love you and that you love me, and it's all a lot, okay? It's all a lot to take in. As I'm sure it is for you. I don't know. You've said that a few times, but I'm always, you know how I am. I have said more than once that I hate how much I talk, and you've told me that you like it, like how much I talk, and that's like many things that you say to me. It's very hard to believe because I don't even like how much I talk. I go on like five different points before I get to like the moral of the story, you know? Just gonna call it the mushroom of the story now, because a moral is a type of mushroom, and that's the type of offshoot comment that just sprouts into different directions. And I don't remember what my original point. My original point was that you like how much I talk, and I never worry about what I need, or I never worry about what comes out of my mouth around you. I just I'm just kind of caught up in loving you. I'm so caught up in you, yeah. Super, super caught up in you. It's weird because I am anxiety personified. You know that. I am just a big old ball of crazy. And you love me, and it's super weird. And I accept it, also because I don't want to start any fights, but I'm still expecting like Ashton Kutcher to pop up one of these days and be like, "Bitch, you're on punk," and I'll be like, "I knew it, I knew it." You know? This rambling is totally because I wouldn't be able to say this. If you're awake, it'd probably be a lot worse. I'd probably just be crying or something, or staring off into the distance, like, you know, that Nam stare. You know, it's a Vietnam stare, you know it. Yeah. Okay. I guess what I really wanted to talk about is that I guess I think I'm just overthinking things, but it feels like you're, I don't know, like you're pulling away, or you're starting to love me a little less. And I would be really sad if that were the case. I don't know. I know you love me, I know you do. Just really scared of losing you. I made it. 5 minutes before I cried. If I had done this when you were awake, I would have been sobbing the second I looked at you. Okay, keep it together. Zen. Okay, home is wherever I'm with you. I'm pretty sure I showed you that song before. It's true, and I wish I could have you more than I already do, but that's asking for a lot, isn't it? I just... You're the peppermint. You're the peppermint to my mocha. The chocolate to my peanut butter. The Reese's to my pieces. You make life so much. Well, actually, that's only the first half of that. You make life. Whenever I'm around you, it feels like the sun was turned up a few notches. Like every day is a perfect day when I'm with you. Maybe I'm just imagining the distance. I'm probably imagining the distance. But I love you a lot. It scares me how much I love you. It really does. It really scares me how much I love you. Cause you drive me crazy. Bad shit. Motherfucking crazy. And I can't imagine life without you. And I don't want to imagine life without you. So yeah. Those are the concerns that I have. I don't know, I'm worried that you love me a little less or something, I don't know. Seems silly now that I'm talking to your sleeping body about it, as opposed to talking to your conscious body, whatever. God damn, you are so freaking cute when you sleep. Should not call a grown-ass adult cute, because I don't like being called you, as you would so rightly point out if you were weak. You know something, you're actually the only person that can get away with calling me cute. Other people have tried, and it always just gets me real mad. Or I'm just like, that's so fucking gross, get away from me. But when you call me cute, I usually feel cute. I feel very, very super cute when you say it. But no one else can say it. Nobody. Yeah, it takes me like 2 seconds to go from being really sad over how much I love you. This is totally normal. These are totally normal, non-drug related feelings. I smoked to go to sleep and it did not work. I just got to thinking and I thought, because you like listening to my problems, I thought, well, I mean, he's not awake, but this is kind of the same thing. I mean, if he was awake, he'd be like, yes, of course. So I extended that courtesy to your sleeping Bonnie. So, anyway. Yeah. Shit, I love you. And I never get tired of saying it. And I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying it. I love you. I love you. And I don't know. And this is definitely something I should discuss when you are conscious. But I just don't want to to lose you. Ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. I've been listening to a lot of music from my very, very emo days, the pictures of which you will never see. It's just so bad, my God. And number one, I remember why I like all these bands, because there are some lyricists up in there. I still think Vic Fuentes is just an amazing, oh my God. It's a good thing you're not awake, because you would be so annoyed at how much I feel like I'm in love with this man a little bit. Like, I love you, you're my world, you're my everything. But, oh my, I've had a crush on Vic Fuentes since I was, I don't want to admit how long I've had a crush on him, most of my life, ever since I listened to Pierce Veil, when I was but a wee little growly, that did it for me. Yeah, and there is, it sounds so cheesy when you say it, and when you're not hearing it in this, like, super dramatic song. There's this line that goes, they say that love is forever. Your forever is all that I need. And I mean, I get it now. Like, I loved those songs when I was, a teenager, and now I'm not, and I'm feeling it, and it's just, it's, gets stronger with each passing day. It's weird, dude. It's weird that I love you this much. I guess it's weird for me. I don't know. I'm neurotic. You think it's cute or something? I don't know. God, okay. Okay. I'm probably gonna smother your face in kisses. And then I'm gonna snuggle your chest. And I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna hold you super tight. Because you're my teddy bear. It's not like you mind anyways. You're asleep. Oh my gosh. I need to learn how to relax. Yeah. I love you. A lot. A lot of five ever.